in the Hallelujah, what I called Hallelujah exercise, we try to address a secret of the lower senses, that now we use these senses to experience the world. But in tradition, esoteric tradition, you also find that they originally were meant that we experience ourselves in the world. And so somehow, if we want to connect with it again, or maybe they were meant that we experience ourselves, that from out the sense, from out the body, we can look at ourselves. Then it has changed, and the senses became orientated toward the outer world. And you cannot just turn an evolution back, but you can you can now make a trick and try, okay, then I myself go out as well and start to perceive myself in the outer world. But it's still me, I experience myself in it. And so this turning of the senses, that they get a different meaning to us, yeah? That's indicated by we go out into a cosmos encompassing us, and then asking ourselves, and how do we come back from there towards ourselves? And what does this path mean to us? Yeah. And we began with the wings. They were just seemingly in the background because we just touched them a little. But I think they did a lot for us, because when we speak of the lower senses, then it's the body becoming a bin, a basket for us in which we live. And it's our angel, our higher beings, our manifold being, which strives to live not in the bin, but through this bin. And for this angel is very much interested that the bin functions well. And then you look up there, and it's even written, Heru Bin Christi. Even there, the word Bin is written. Yeah. So the interest of the Cherubin in our bodily existence is there.